Listening comprehension lesson. Number 95. Listen to the text, the main street of Moscow, and try to understand it.
The main street of Moscow. Tverskaya Street is the main street of the Russian capital. It is one of the longest and the busiest streets in the city. There are many hotels, shops and supermarkets in it. Tverskaya Street is famous for its fine tall houses, beautiful monuments, wide squares, cinemas and theatres which are in or nearby. Hundreds of years ago, from Red Square, there was a road to Tver. Tver is an old Russian city to the north of Moscow. Tverskaya Street is where this road used to be, and that fact explains its name. Tverskaya is a wide street, and in some places the street is 60 meters wide. At the beginning of Tverskaya Street, you can see the National Hotel. If we walk up the street on the same side, we'll see the building of the Central Telegraph. And on the opposite side, the monument to Yuri Dolgoruki, the founder of Moscow. The monument is situated in a beautiful little square with some trees in it. Let's walk up Tverskaya Street. Soon we'll reach Pushkin Square. In Pushkin Square, we can see the famous monument to Alexander Pushkin, the greatest Russian poet. Pushkin was born in Moscow and spent the first years of his life in this city. When he became very famous and lived in St. Petersburg, he often visited Moscow. Pushkin loved his native city and wrote about it in his poems. Pushkin Square is very beautiful. There is a fountain in it near the monument. The monument itself appeared in Moscow in 1880. It is the work of the famous Apikushin and one of the finest monuments in Moscow. On the opposite side, further up Tverskaya Street, there is an old red building. It used to be the English Club, but now it is the Museum of the Revolution. You can see the monument to Vladimir Mayakovsky in Triumfalne Square. Moscow Concert Hall is situated in it. The end is near Belarusian Railway Station. You can see the monument to Maxim Gorky in the square in front of the railway station.